information I had taken from you previously, but I just assumed it. Now, you were born where, Columbus?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
And at your early age, you lived in Columbus?
No, I lived in Salem, Ohio.
And from the time you were about 12 or 15, where did you live? Somewhere between.
What was that?
You were 12 or 15 years old. Where did you live then?
In Salem.
In Salem. Mm-hmm. And you went to high school in Salem?
Right.
When you got out of high school, did you work when you were in high school?
Yes. I was a soda jerk.
Continue.
And a newspaper boy.
Just narrate as to what happened.
Well, I was a newspaper boy, and when I was a little kid, and I was a soda jerk when I was in high school.
You mean you delivered newspapers?
Yes. And then I left home at, I was 17,
mm-hmm.
and I went to college, got a job at the General Baking Company in Columbus as a cashier.
Did your folks
told them I was 21, but the Bonnie Company caught up with me. The guy hated to see me go. He said I was the best cashier he ever had.
Did you pay your own way through school?
Mm-hmm.
And you went to the University of Ohio.
Ohio State University.
Ohio State. And you held a job when you worked there?
Yes, several jobs.
Okay, now, do you remember the name of the place you worked at?
Mike Grant's Drugstore at Broad and High Street in the National Rolling Hotel.
That's, how do you spell it? M-I?
M-Y-K-R-A-N-T-Z. It's a chain, Ohio chain. I think it's a new chain now, Gray's or something, but in those days, that's what it was. So also,
do you remember the name of the man you worked for?
No, it's too far back.
Okay.
Then I ran copy of the Ohio State Journal and the Columbus Dispatch. A guy by the name of Wolf was the editor at the time.
Are you active at all in the Alumni Association?
Ohio Today, State? No.
Was there a time when you were active?
No. I wanted to be, but I just didn't have the time.
Is there anybody at the university who would remember you as being a particularly...
I doubt it.
Outstanding personality.
No, I doubt it very much.
Okay. You got it.
You know, there are 18,000 students in the summer school.
What did you do in the summertime when you went to school?
I worked.
Where?
In Columbus, because I went to summer school.
Same thing,
yeah. Because I was like taking 2 years at one shot.
And when did you get out?
1941, 42, something. Then I joined the Army.
Were you an enlisted man?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you serve?
In Fort Custer, Michigan, Fort Benjamin Harris, Indiana, and Camp McCoy, Wisconsin, for the ski troop.
Did you ever get overseas?
No.
When were you discharged?
43, I believe it was. On the CDD, served by disability.
What was your disability?
Double mastoiditis, which I caught up in Wisconsin skiing. We slept outdoors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The weather.
Did you, have you been getting disability, or were you on disability?
No.
When you get out in 43, what did you do?
Went to work in a radio station.
Where?
Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
What station?
WKST.
And who did you work for there?
Fell down in at Townsend, who was a commander in the Navy on the station. He was the guy under Rosendahl with a lighter-than-aircraft thing, if you remember.
And
Sam Townsend was his name.
How long did you work at that station?
I was there about a year.
And did you leave it on your own? Did you
yes.
quit or?
Oh, yes. No, I never fired. I left.
And where did you go from there?
From there, I went to WIBG in Philadelphia. Spent about 6 weeks there. I couldn't make it because there was no salary. It was like $22 a week. I just couldn't make it. Then I got a call from a good friend of mine, Gene Trace, who was the program director of WKBN in Youngstown, wanting me to come back to Ohio, which I did. And
when,
I stayed there.
When was this?
About
40,
in 44.
Mm-hmm.
I went back there. I stayed there a couple of years, or a year and a half, maybe. And then I went to Akron as a sports director of WAKR.
When was this?
1945, latter part of 45.
And how long?